Philip Semper, PA, Active Surgeon Care. Today's date is 01/16/2023. The patient is for Stephen Castillo. Castillo spells C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O. Stephen spells S-T-E-V-E-N. Date of birth is 07/20/1961. This is a 61-year-old gentleman here with runny nose and nasal congestion, period. He also states that he would like to have a refill of his medication for insomnia, period. Patient stated his runny nose has been going on for about a week or so. Came in today because he said a friend told him that he uses a sinus rinse and that helps a lot and would like to have that as a treatment option for today, period. Next paragraph, review of symptoms. Patient denies chills, myalgia, denies increased temperature, denies neck pain, denies stiff neck, denies headache, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 127 over 84. Pulse 76, respiration 16. Temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. Nose congested, clear discharge, erythematosus and edematous turbinates. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Correction. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No rebound, no guarding, no rigidity. He has normal bowel sounds. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, micus or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities. Full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort to range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is insomnia, number two, obesity, number three, acute nasal congestion, number three, rhinitis, period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication was refilled for insomnia. Ambien, 10 milligrams, you will take 1 pill QHS for 90 days, number 90. A prescription of normal saline sinus rinse was given to the patient. He was educated on how it's used. He's advised to do it once a day. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic, especially if he starts to have fever, neck pain, stiff neck, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. He was encouraged to increase fluids. End of vacation.